Summer in downtown Aspen is bright with colorful flowers and green parks. And many of those spaces are also working hard to clean up runoff from storms before it hits the river. Rio Grande Park is a peaceful playground on a Monday morning. There are pairs of people wandering through the John Denver Sanctuary, kids playing on a small patch of sand next to one of the many pools, and small groups eating at tables or chatting on the grass. It's sunny and calm and really beautiful.
Well, this is one of our very favorite places to play in Aspen.
Molly Dore from Basalt watches her three kids building walls in the sand and splashing gently in the water.
It's beautiful. I mean, the flowers, and it just feels like a nice little retreat.
This retreat has been a nearly 20-year project for Annie Denver, the musician's former wife, and Jeff Woods, the head of the city's parks department. Behind the lush gardens, those ponds are actually hard at work with a very important task: cleaning up the city's dirty water before it pollutes the Roaring Fork River. The final stages were completed earlier this summer.
What we wanted to leave was a tribute to John, not only as a musician, but as a leader of the environment, to create this environmental model of rewilding the community, adding nature back into the city of Aspen.
When it rains in Aspen, all of the oil, dirt, food waste, litter, and other debris on the city's streets washes down gutters and heads for the river. That water is nearly black with pollutants, which is where the systems at Rio Grande step in and put the brakes on that runoff. After water passes through underground vaults, it surfaces in the park on its way to the river. There are several types of natural filtration systems at work. That sand that makes a nice beach acts as a purifying sandbar like you might find in a river. And the winding streams through trees and wildflowers are actually a constructed wetland. City engineer April Long heads up stormwater treatment projects.
Everything that we're doing is trying to mimic Mother Nature. And so that's because that's, you know, the best way to remove pollutants is just to recreate what may have been there if we weren't there.
And it's working. Once the water hits the river, it's 90 to 98% free from pollutants, often even cleaner than the river itself, Long says. But Rio Grande Park only handles water from the downtown core, roughly anything east of Monarch Street and south of the river. The stormwater from everywhere else in town still needs help, Long says.
Rio Grande can't possibly do the work that it needs to do. And so it's doing a great job, but we would like to see more water quality improvements throughout the town.
Those improvements are in the works, including a project at Proctor Open Space next to Heron Park. The city has already built a vault at the bottom of Neal Avenue by Queen Street, and work will begin in mid-September on a constructed wetland. This area will treat all the runoff from the base of Smuggler, which includes a Superfund site with high levels of lead and cadmium in the soil. Though Long says this is not a particular concern for the water from this area.
And the water that has filtered through them does not carry any concern, certainly not the same level of concern as what is coming off of just regular city streets.
Other areas in town are receiving smaller treatments, and some of those gardens that you walk past daily are actually working pretty hard to keep the Roaring Fork sparkling clean. There's a garden next to the courthouse near the stoplight at Galena, full of small trees and wildflowers with butterflies and bees humming. There's a line from the city's storm drains into the gardens, which dip a foot or two lower than the sidewalk. Long explains.
We want that water to fill up and sit here for a little while and allow the water to infiltrate around these plants, through the soil, allow those pollutants to filter out. The plants here change the chemistry of those pollutants and begin to use that for their minerals. They use that for their food.
These smaller scale rain gardens are in various spots around the city, like next to the Gondola Plaza and near the S curves on Hallam Street. Private developers are required to control all stormwater from their properties, so the Art Museum installed one also. All the projects fit with Aspen's expectations for a beautiful natural aesthetic, but Annie Denver explains that there's a bigger goal here.
You know, it's all about making this planet a better place, and hopefully that it can sustain itself for a long, long time.
Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.